1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
We have Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us with a new fitness regimen called Environmental Fitness, and he joins us from Marina Del Rey this evening. And, Jim, how are you this evening?
I'm doing very well, Phil, and we're excited about our new opportunity here.
Now, you've leased about, 4,000 square feet in the marina there for this fitness center, right?
We have indeed, Phil. We've got around 4,500 square feet as an environmental fitness center. And
what do you mean by environmental fitness?
What we mean by that is people are likely to achieve more when they are surrounded by people who are of the same type, weight, and build. If a person is of medium build, Phil, with, say, 25% body fat, we put them with people who look like that or are in that kind of shape. If you if you've been working out longer and say you've got less than 20% body fat, you have a keen eye for fitness training, you've got good musculature, then we put you in our advanced class. And the reason why we group people according to their body type, according to their body fat, according to their ability, their cardiovascular ability, when you're working out, it's very solitary. When you look around at people and you see people that look essentially the way you do, it might make you feel better about your progress. And
But why do you call it environmental?
Well, we call it environmental because of what we think is the most exciting advancement in group fitness. The environment is what creates the progress. Our classes that have people of heavier weight, excessive body fat, limited cardiovascular, all of those classes take place in a more removed and a more isolated locale in the gym, all right?
So the whereabouts, that's what you mean by the environmental?
Yeah, it's a fitness, what we call, for instance, where the people who are heavier, we call their fitness room the entryway. It's in the back. We don't have any windows there, and so that there are no distractions. What people like that need, what people who are overweight need more than anything, is to be isolated, to be surrounded by people that look the way they do, to not have the distractions, to frankly, Phil, experience what it's like to be in a room filled with people who are overweight, reflect on what they've done to themselves, reflect on what they have done to deserve this. The room, you know, it's going to sweat. It's going to stink of sweat. It's going to smell of gas, of body gas. It's going to smell, I guess, only the smells that fat people can emanate. You work harder. And
why would you work harder? In other words,
well, you work harder to get out of there. That's what you work harder at. You work harder to leave the entryway fitness room and to move up to our higher levels.
All right. When you say we, you're talking about this fitness center. What do you mean by we?
Well, it's
because my understanding was it was just you, right?
It's me, basically. My wife Tracy handles the books, but it's generally in our advanced class that Tracy and I work.
The people who have the low body fat are in that advanced class, right?
That's right. And that room is called our lookout point room. And that's toward the front of the gym. There is more lighting. There is a large window in the front of the room. Because those people, as opposed to the entry-level people, those people know that they're sort of a part of the world outside. It also lets people who walk by see them. And then something else interesting happens. The people that walk by see the people inside who are our advanced class members who look good. And the people are looking at them, and they also see their own reflection in the glass. So they see how they compare, which 9 times out of 10 is they don't look... It's nothing they want to look at, which is themselves, you know. And
so is this kind of a peer pressure thing? Because, you know, when I was working out early in my life, I would be in these gyms, and I'd see guys that were in better shape than me. I'd see guys that were in less shape than me. But I don't ever recall saying, boy, I sure do want to look like him, you know?
Well, Are you still working out? I could ask you.
No, unfortunately, I'm not.
Well, see, that's how well that worked. You know, it didn't work at all. It's not really peer pressure so much as it's peer encouragement. One of the ways we have of attracting business is to show couples what it can be like for a wife and a husband. And I've been with my wife. We've been working out for years, and we have a Soloflex machine at the very front of the gym. And I will have Tracy get on the machine and do some basic curls or shoulder work, and then they can see how good she looks, and they also see how good I look. And here we are, man and wife. I'm 53 years old. She's 22. So a man will stop, look at me and Tracy working out. He may be with his wife, and he sees that I may be the same age as him, and I've got this 22-year-old wife. And if he's standing next to a woman who is not the kind of body type that perhaps she once was, or he is looking at me in a jealous manner because I've got this, you know, very firm wife, then it shows him how good it can be, you know, what he can, you know, what's out there if he just walks through the door and takes advantage of our classes.
Talking to Dr. Jim Sadler here on Environmental Fitness, our number 1-800-449-8686. It's a misleading title because it's got nothing to do with environment. It's got more to do with being in the same class with people who look like you and working out with them. Now, you say that the heavy people are in the back.
They are, Phil.
Why in the back?
Well, it's really a matter of marketing and promotion. You don't want to put, and so many gyms make this mistake, you don't want to put your larger, heavier, more less appealing customers at the front, in a window where everyone's going to walk by and see them. And the first assumption they're going to make is, I guess that gym is not a place where I'm going to get fit because I'm looking at these people who are struggling and straining with the machine. They're out of breath. They are wearing, you know, clothes that look ridiculous. A lot of times when we're overweight, we just throw on any, you know, anything, and you look like a, I make the joke with my wife, Tracy, if there's such a thing as a homeless fitness freak, you know, in other words, if you're homeless, if you're homeless and you're into fitness, you'd look like one of these, one of the fat ones that we get. So what you do, you take all of them and you put them in the back.
And the room is not ventilated. And
no, it's not.
And the room is not, you say it's not ventilated and it doesn't have any, there's fresh air. I mean, these people are breathing the same stale air. How healthy is that? And how healthy is it for people? One of the things that if you walk by the front of a gym, Dr. Sadler, and you see people who look overweight or out of shape, maybe it would encourage the overweight, out of shape guy to go in there because he won't feel out of sorts.
Well, I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. For purposes of our conversation, let me just say, when a fat man or a fat woman walk by a gym and they look inside and they see other fat people, the first thing they think of is how really ridiculous they look and how stupid they are for doing that, because a fat man that walks by a gym has given up long ago ever trying to look like, you know, a human being. Now, I think one of the lowest things that's ever happened is this Subway sandwich commercial that says, hi, I ate Subway sandwich and I lost all this weight. It's impossible. It's obvious that that man had stomach stapling or something done to him.
Well, the truthfulness of that commercial notwithstanding, your gym takes the fat people, puts them in the back, and the fit people are out front at the window.
That is correct, yes. Unfortunately, that's correct. But that's the only place you can put the heavy people until they learn their lesson. They sit back there in that room, work out every day, smelling the stink. And I told him, I said, what you're smelling is you. That's what you're smelling, you. You did this. Once you get to a certain level, once you get to a certain body fat type, then we'll move you on up. And then, of course, the other thing is, once you get out to the front and you see myself and Tracy working out, you say to yourself, now there's a guy, he's got a piece of, not a piece of ass, excuse me, but, you know, he's got a beautiful wife, and he's 53. What happened to me? You know, so it's a motivation tool. They graduate to the front from the back. You start out in the back, smelling really your own stench, and then you move forward where the woman next to you might be, you know, forgive my language, a piece of tail. The guy next to you might be a guy that you can hang with, play racquetball with, this kind of thing.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler, hold on, Doc. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. What do you think of that? I mean, that's, go to a gym and, you know, the first thing you do when you show up at a gym is you're not the most fit guy in the place. Where do you go? You don't go to there just any machine. You go to a back room and you work out with the other fat people until such time as they judge you're suitable to move up to a machine near the window where when people walk by, they see people who are in shape. And that will, you know, induce them to come in and use the center. We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler. By the way, if you don't know, Dr. Sadler is a four-time senior men's champion at body sculpting? Yeah, body building, I should say. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler here at a world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686.
Not only would I flash my high beams at you, I'd stick my pinky finger out and say, "Hoo yeah," like the Macho Man.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So that's what we do.
All right, you have a one-way mirror? And we're back here.
No, it's not a one-way mirror.
We're back here with Dr. Jim Sadler, 1-800-449-8686. A one-way mirror. The people inside can't look out.
The people in our entryway room, the overweight people, the people who we call our entryway people, cannot see out. The one-way mirror is so that people outside that room can see in. And
so you don't want anyone who is out of shape to get distracted by looking at people who are fit, but you don't mind fit people looking at people who are out of shape.
That is correct. And I'll tell you why. The fit people who look into that room, a lot of people have a tendency to do something that I call mercy training. Mercy training is when you are in a regular gym and you walk by a guy that's fat or a woman that's fat and you say, "Hey, let me show you how to use that machine properly." That is the biggest mistake that those of us who are fit and ripped, if you're ripped like me, the biggest mistake I can make is walking by some guy and helping him. He has to learn to help himself. And the only way he's going to learn to help himself is if he is forced to confront what he's become. And what have you become when you are in our entryway room? See, other gyms will kid you into thinking, well, you know, take a couple of pounds off. No, we don't. You go to the entryway room and you see what you've become. You almost as if it's one of those films, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, where, you know, suddenly he looks in the... You ever seen a movie, Phil? You ever seen this where the guy looks in the mirror and he turned into the wolf, to the werewolf? Have you ever seen a movie like that?
Yeah, I've seen those, sure.
All right. That's what you look and you go, "Oh, my God, what have I become?" See? Then we begin the process of stripping away the fat, of working the fat off. And yes, while that exercising takes place, it's going to smell, it's going to stink. One of the things that happens with overweight people, when they try doing one sit-up, the body is so unused to that immediately gases, you know, you break wind, gas escapes. If you've ever worked holding the feet of someone who is overweight doing a sit-up, and when they go to do that first sit-up and you're holding their feet, so you're in a pretty close approximation, and they do the first sit-up, and you hear this, and then, so this is...
You mean, are these people doing sit-ups in that room?
They're doing everything that our machines enable them to do, but I won't go in there and hold their feet anymore. I tried that. I've learned my lesson.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler, 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk to Barbara, Dr. Sadler. We have people calling in.
All right.
And Barbara, hello.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Fine, ma'am.
I'm good, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good. I would just like to say that I think that you probably need to prepare yourself to find another way to support your family, because you are absolutely insane to think that putting overweight people in the back of a room with no windows, like it's some kind of circus where they're being watched, is just I am floored. I just can't even believe that you are even talking about this concept.
I don't understand.
Okay, you
what,
don't...
What is the lady... What is your name again, ma'am?
My name is Barbara.
What's... So you don't like the idea because why?
Well, I mean, it's kind of...
Are you a trainer? Are you a personal trainer?
No, I'm not a trainer, but apparently...
Are you into fitness?
I could probably stand... I'm not a bathing suit model, but at the same time, I'm not... Obese.
Well, I don't understand what your interest in this is, then, because,
okay. Well, this
you
is
know,
it,
this is a, an area if that I know very well, and I can assure you, see, you, if you walked into our fitness center, we wouldn't put you in the entryway room. You're sort of middle.
First of all, I wouldn't step foot, if I knew anything about your gym, I wouldn't step foot in there, because I don't think that humiliating people is a way to get them to... be able to become fit or to lose weight. It doesn't work. I used to be overweight.
We got to it. See, I was having a hard time figuring out what your interest in this was because you weren't really into fitness. You're not overweight. You're not underweight. You're a good-looking woman. I was going to think, what does she care? Then we realized you used to be what we call our tubbies, you know. Are you a one... Let me ask you this. Are you a one-piece or two-piece wear?
Okay, let's put it this way. I was overweight because I've got two kids. Okay, I had my baby
same thing.
Weight.
It doesn't matter. I mean,
but
it's still overeating.
But you know what I mean? Listen. No, it's not. Listen.
Yes, it is.
Your theory about how to get people to get fit, to get in shape, is just so backwards that I don't know.
I don't know. I can tell you that our theory about putting these people in a room where they're cloistered for a period of 6 weeks... Well, you know, again, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about, okay? I'm not trying to make an excuse for being overweight. How big was your stomach? You know, once you had the baby, how big was the excess flab?
How big was it? Well, I don't recall taking a measurement, but I mean, it's pretty much the same as any other female that has a baby.
Right.
You've got weight. But let me ask you this.
Yeah, you got flab.
If you want to call it flab.
And what is flab? Flab to me is the end result of a whole lot of food that's been eaten.
Really?
And suddenly, yeah, you got stretch marks?
Of course I do.
Right, I don't know where we're going with this conversation, okay?
Well, the lady is not... I don't know why she called. She doesn't know anything about fitness, but she doesn't like...
Well, she's saying that she doesn't like large people being cloistered in the back of a room.
Well, she may not like it, but it works.
All right.
I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that for one minute.
If you haven't worked out, then what? How do we?
How do we know what you're talking about?
All right, Barbara.
Thank
you for calling. Here is Roxanne. Go ahead, Roxanne.
I this is the first time listening to the show, and I have to say that I am beyond blown away. I cannot believe that this is a medical doctor saying these things. I do have a membership to a gym. I am not overweight. I work out 2 to 3 times a week. If I was overweight and walked into your gym, I think I would be feeling a hell of a lot more humiliated than walking in. You know,
are you? What part of Canada are you from?
London, Ontario.
Are you listening to us in Canada right now?
Yes, I am.
Are you on live in Canada right now, Mr. Henry?
No, we're not.
So where are you listening to the show? See, you're Roxanne, let me tell you this, Dr. Sadler. You don't know anything about fitness.
What are you talking
about?
Well,
you're dishonest.
No,
you're listening to the show on the computer right now.
That means
that you sit on your rear end.
I was looking for coast to coast on 1290.
On 1290 what?
On 1290.
What station
is that?
I am
listening to this on 8:10 a.m.
What station is 1290?
No, it is on station 8:10.
Is it the time or is it the dial? 8:10. What? 8:10. It's 8:10 in Toronto. Are you living here?
This is the radio.
It is 8:30 on the West Coast, and
Hello?
She says it's 8:10 in Canada.
Roxanne, hold on for just a minute. Let me...
I just want to know whether she can read a clock. Let's start with that. Then we'll talk about whether she can read their scale.
1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. Skull-numbing doucheness.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I want to get back to our caller, but you don't clean up the room, is that it?
The entryway room, Phil.
Is that the one where the people who are overweight, who are new people?
That's correct. Yes, we do not clean it up. We don't wipe the machines down. What we do is we make it so you want to get out of that room as fast as possible. You don't shower with the other, you know, you're segregated from the rest of the group in terms of where you get to shower. You have to, you know, as we used to say down south, at one time, Phil, I was a member of the Metro, the Dade County Sheriff's Department. And when we brought in someone on a Friday night, a guy that had had too much to drink or a guy that had been, guilty of some spousal abuse or something, we used to throw him in a cell and we'd say, live in it. You got to live in it. And, well, that's what we're saying now. Live in it. So we don't wipe it down.
What about lockers?
No, you don't get to use lockers. You use your own lockers.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, let me go back to Roxanne. Holding on. Go ahead, Roxanne.
Hi.
Yes.
I just have to wonder what it is that has caused...
Oh, Roxanne, can I interrupt you? By the
sure.
way, Roxanne's listening to us on WGY, Dr. Sadler, so we need to apologize to her for...
Well, my apologies then. I thought she was saying that she was listening to it on the radio, or on the internet, when she was listening on the radio.
Whatever. But anyway, go ahead, Roxanne.
from everything that I've heard this gentleman speak, it seems to me that he is more interested in showing the world that he's able at his age to attract a young person with a fit body than it is to actually help people feel better about themselves. And I think degrading people is not the way to go.
I think I only mentioned my wife once, and that was saying that...
No, I've heard you mention her a few times.
Well, ma'am, all right, so because she's my business partner. I mean, what is wrong with that? I'm not quite clear, but...
What is wrong? What is wrong, you degrading people?
Well, ma'am, I said that the Tracy and I use the Soloflex machine out in the front of the gym so that when a man goes by who may be the same age as me and not in good shape, he can see what I got, see? And he can, if he gets in shape, he can maybe have a shot at it, too.
How does that help the woman who is 100 pounds overweight
right.
and feeling bad about themselves?
What about the woman that's standing with that man?
Exactly.
Well, I guess that's what makes it an easier choice for him, which is, do I want what I'm standing next to or what this guy's got? And for her, she realizes what she's got to do if she's going to keep this man.
I have to wonder what your experiences are that has caused you to have such a hatred towards overweight people.
Oh, ma'am, you know, I'm way ahead of you in the psychology department. To make a statement that is a statement of fact that's insulting without actually formulating any basis for that is pretty transparent.
No,
I can ask you why you think I hate fat people, but let's get right down to the real question, which is how fat were you and how many years did it go before a man wanted to go to bed with you?
Oh, come on, man.
Well, that's exactly what's happening here. She was fat.
Who's the one that's jumping?
She was fat. And
you
men,
have no basis for that. I have never been fat.
You said you were.
No,
yes,
I'm sorry.
Did.
You have the wrong person.
No. Your name's Roxanne, right?
That's right.
You're a Canadian?
No, I told you.
You're not a Canadian.
I work out at the gym 2 to 3 times a week. I have never been overweight. Never.
Why would you work out then?
Because
Aha.
I like to be fit.
Aha. The reason why you work out is because at one time you had a poor physical self-image. All right? Yeah, you did. You did. You didn't like the way you look.
You're telling me what I think now?
Yes, that's my area of expertise.
And what I know about myself?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
2 to 3 times a week, by the way, doesn't cut it. Trust me, you're fat. Or you were.
Say that.
Now, why a man wouldn't want to be with you? A couple of things. Are you a lesbian? I don't know. Do you have hair on your upper lip? I don't know.
You know what? You're just...
Is there a smell?
You're proving to everyone who is listening to this tonight... How idiotic,
ma'am!
Can
I ask you a question? Have you ever had a man comment on your hygiene?
Market scheme.
Have you ever had a man comment on your personal hygiene?
You know what? No, not in the sense that I believe that you're trying to lead this.
Breath?
You know what? I shower every single day.
What about your breath?
What difference does it make? I thought we're talking about physical image here.
Well, the lady's got a problem.
No, I think you're the one with the problem.
No, here. I got to look. How old are you?
I'm 40 years old.
There you go. See, I got a piece of ass. It's 23.
Can we watch our language?
Forgive me. I'm 53, and I've got a pretty hot wife who's 23.
And so you want to prove that to the world by degrading people who can't feel good about themselves?
You may be upset that I'm not interested in any woman that's over 25.
That doesn't bother me. I don't know you from Adam. I want to know you personally.
Well, you haven't seen me.
I wouldn't want to know you personally.
Ma'am, how much sweat builds up in your second chin fold?
I don't have a chin fold, thank you.
What a question.
Well,
I mean, God, you look at the you won't take the lady's answers. She's saying no.
Well, you say no. At Nuremberg, they all said no until we got to look at those pictures, you see. So
Nuremberg? I mean, we're on a war crimes trial? All we're doing is talking about people that are overweight. And this lady is saying that she's saying you hate fat people.
It's obvious.
I mean,
I don't like them. I mean, when you look at them, why would you? But what difference does it make to this lady? She says she's, quote, fit, end quote. Phil, I'll bet you this woman's got so much flabby skin hanging off her arm she could fly.
You know what? Just your comments alone. It shows where your mindset is, this is all just
where
a
is
market
my mindset? Where is my mindset?
You.
Where's my mindset?
And
my
you know
mindset
what?
Is in helping people.
I don't think so. I think it's in helping yourself to make yourself feel better because you aren't on the fat people's level. You've put yourself on a different level. You're Mr. Hotshot that's got the hotshot wife. Okay.
Well, ma'am, look, I'm 53. I'm ripped. Yes,
so?
You're right. What do you mean, so?
So? Does that make you any better of a human being than somebody who weighs 300 pounds?
It does in the respect that the guy that weighs 300 pounds has so much self-hate, he can't be worth anything to the world, you know? You might as well just... Well, think about it.
You know, a guy that weighs 300 pounds, like maybe a woman who weighs 300 pounds, may have gone through such a trauma as to their physical being, like a woman who's raped, you know? Like,
Yeah. You may think the guy was raped? Is that it? Oh, great. Get a load of where Mr. Henry's brain is. That's great. Well, Roxanne, I'd just like to say it's been nice talking to you.
Well, I am
but
sorry
I've
that
got
I
a,
can't say the same.
I got a piece-ass wife waiting for me.
You know what?
I'm happy for you.
You're happy for me?
Yeah.
You got a date tonight?
You know, I
all
have
right,
a husband.
You know.
I have a husband who's very happy.
Can you
thank
bounce
you.
A, all right, let me ask you a question. Can you bounce a quarter off his ass? Yes or no? No, you can't.
What kind of stupid comment? All right. Look at Roxanne, right?
Yes.
I thank you very much for calling us.
Well, I look at Phil. I don't think she's treated me fairly when she calls in from Canada, says she's calling from New York, was fat, wasn't fat.
You know what? You're all mixed up.
Ma'am,
you need to write things down so you don't forget.
You should have
or
your husband
get it straight.
Have your husband run out and get you an inhaler because you're wheezing. You didn't know that, did you? You didn't know that, did you?
Wheezing?
Yeah, I can hear her. She's like this. And another thing, the way you treat fat people, I can hear it. I can hear the small, how tight it is. If you pardon the term,
you're
tight.
You're absurd.
Jesus.
You are absurd.
What do you
thank
do for
thank you for your time.
What's your husband do for a living?
Thank you.
Is he ripped and is he a doctor? No? You lose.
Yeah! She loses.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, big deal. Thank you, Roxanne, for your call. 1-800-449-86.
Wait a minute. I never gave the address of my fitness center.
Well, you mean the address where the fat people go in the back and sweat and smell their own gas? That place? We'll be right back at a world-famous Phil Hendry show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Climb on it all night.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, it is funny, Dr. Sadler. You were telling me during the break you find it incredible that not one person who has called that we put on the air agrees with you. We actually have a caller who agrees with you because she was out of shape.
Well, and part of that, Ms. Henry, may be the agenda of your program. Part of it may be the fact that most of these people that feel sorry for themselves are getting through.
We have no agenda.
And
we don't. We have no agenda.
And so, but the lady, these women that call and say, but the lady there who said, I must hate fat people, I'll tell you something. To a degree, I do hate fat people. My first wife, and I've been married four times, I will not, but my first wife was a fat woman. And it was at a time when I had great self-confidence issues. And she ran me through the ringer. She was big, aggressive, abusive, basically kept me. And by the way, I wasn't making a lot of money in those days. And I would come home starving. And if I bought a ham the night before, as God is my witness, it's gone by the time I get home the next night. Who ate it? Three guesses. And the first two don't count.
What was her name?
Her name was Bertha. And for all of the... And we were married 4 years. And
did she deal with her weight?
No, she did not. I dealt with it, as in suffered with it.
All right, let me go to Beth. Hi, go ahead. And you agree with the doctor, right, Beth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Beth.
I have to apologize in advance. I didn't get to hear the beginning of your show. This is the first night that I've actually heard the show.
And what area of the country are you in, Beth?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, great place.
Love it.
Great
place. Been here a very short time.
And a lot of people who are into fitness in Phoenix.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Does the Native American, are you all right with that?
Pardon me?
Are you all right with the number of Native Americans?
What do you mean?
Well, it's the southwestern part of the country, and there's a great many...
Oh, absolutely. I'm fine with just about everybody, as long as everybody's doing their part.
Exactly. That's my point.
I came from Houston, Texas, moved to Austin, and the rate of obesity there amongst children and adults is absolutely appalling.
In Austin, Texas, or Houston?
Yes, Houston is the worst.
What about, again, I don't want to beat the Indian thing, but there's not a lot of overweight Indians, are there?
Absolutely.
There are or there aren't?
They are.
Oh.
Why would an Indian be overweight?
Well, if you take a look at, if you've seen reservation, I mean, it's not like they got a lot to eat, you know.
Jesus,
this is getting sad. Go ahead anyway, Beth.
The reason that I called in tonight is not only
there's a lot of booze, that's for sure.
Well, in Texas, you know that's true. But
you know the problem with the weight in Texas? All the cows they slaughter in that state. How do you not get fat on all the cow fat you're eating, you know?
Well, I wouldn't know because I don't eat much of it.
You don't eat meat?
I do, in moderation. A lot of chicken, a lot of fish, a lot of protein.
But you eat a moderate amount of meat.
Moderate, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Where do you get the meat that you eat?
Most of what we buy today, because we are very blessed, is extremely organic.
What is your favorite kind of meat?
Meat in general is not red meat for me. My favorite is chicken and fish.
Okay.
Is part of the bulk
meat,
of my
diet. The meat that you like to eat.
And the reason I called in to the show
you talk about thickness of meat. Do you like it?
Can we hear what the lady wants to say?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. The reason I called in is because I have been an extremely small girl my entire life. I had one child and no problem. Second child, absolutely ballooned to more than a portly weight. It was very devastating for me. I had a bit of postpartum and anxiety after my pregnancy and did not seek help for a while, but then I went to the doctor and rather than taking medication, I decided to join a gym.
Right.
And when I walked in the door, everybody there was the most intimidating thing I could do because I was an idiot, but in blessing in disguise, I joined a Gold's Gym. And there was a lot
of... Can I interrupt you? Beth, we do need to take a break.
So sure. I was reminded of a joke. Can I just...
Go ahead.
Because I was asking Beth whether she eats meat, and a guy says to me, hey, do you eat meat? And I said, yeah. And he says, do you beat your meat or do you tenderize it? Isn't that something? So
yeah, that's great.
Well, this guy's got a tight ass.
Shall I let you guys go or shall I hang on?
I can ask you the same question. Do you beat your? I'm just kidding, Beth. Forgive me. Does your husband eat meat?
Yes, he does.
Do you beat his meat?
All right.
Same on you.
What a slob!
A guy can't have a couple of jokes.
That's more than a couple.
As you want.
I beg your pardon, ma'am. Ma'am.
Pardon me.
What did you say?
I said shame on you.
What did I do?
Just made a good joke.
Well, you like it.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't. Do you beat your husband's?
Oh, stop it.
That's what he said.
Well, what I was.
Beth.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, Beth, go ahead.
Hey. The reason I called in to begin with, guys, is that when I got to a point of the major portly weight, I joined a gym that wasn't so conducive. Would you stop? Are you done yet? I'm waiting. Tell me when you're done.
I'm done.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.